The Mexico City Olympic Games began exactly 50 years ago today. The game's vibrant visual identity became the icon of an era and a country, and the style is celebrated as a cornerstone for contemporary graphic design. But its success also brought an ongoing dispute between people from both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Rodrigo Cervantes reports.
This is the beautiful capital of Mexico.
In the official movie of the Mexican Olympic Games, we can see the legendary design everywhere. The font made out of parallel lines, the bright colors, and the simplistic iconography.
Design can transcend into culture.
That's Christoph Niemann, a German illustrator known from his work in New York and his appearance on the Netflix series Abstract. He recognizes the importance of the Mexico 68 graphic identity. Many like him see the Mexico 68 concept as a cultural icon and the visual identity of Mexico in the 60s, and it's made a comeback through retro culture and brands like Adidas. But behind the font, colors, and icons, a conflict has lingered for 5 decades between American designer Lance Wyman and Mexican architect Pedro Ramirez Vázquez. Javier Ramirez walks me inside a house in Mexico City that looks more like a museum, with memorabilia from Mexico 68 everywhere. It's the estate from his deceased father, the renowned architect Pedro Ramirez Vázquez. Ramirez Vázquez was responsible for the construction of the Aztec Stadium, among many other emblematic buildings. He served as president of the organizing committee of the Mexico 68 Olympics. It is one thing to help develop the project, it is another to create it, Ramirez says. Wyman claims to be the author of the Mexico 68 graphic concepts, but Ramirez says it came from his father's ideas and the teamwork from many, including Wyman. Ramirez shows me dozens of documents, letters, the intellectual property title, and sketches of the logo that he says proved Ramirez Vázquez's authorship. He says Ramirez Vázquez saw in the Olympics an opportunity to honor the cultural heritage of Mexico while showing a modern country to the world. But his legacy has been tarnished by the conflict with Wyman. On the other side of the city, Lance Wyman, now in his 80s, walks into a design convention like a rock star, waving and taking selfies with fans. Wyman's work include corporate logos and the iconography for the subways of Mexico City and Washington, D.C. He currently works on a project with the sports brand Puma, based on the Mexico 68 identity that he claims as his.
I can't speak Spanish, but I can make icons.
Wyman says he asked for his credit when he first started to work with Ramirez Vázquez, but the deal was closed with a handshake.
I'm still working on that, making that handshake be, authentic now.
According to Wyman, linear patterns from pre-Columbian cultures and the 60s up art inspired him back then. He acknowledges Ramirez Vázquez as a genius, but says that no one will take back his ownership on the Mexico 68 design.
I don't want to dirty this thing any more than it is because, I mean, literally, it's been a real pain in the ass, and we all worked so well together, you know?
'60s music set the mood at a party to celebrate 50 years since the Mexico City Olympics. Carolina Borja is one of the organizers and the cultural director for the Route of Friendship Board of Trustees, a nonprofit to preserve Mexico 68's cultural program. And for her, the legacy of the celebrated design belongs to Mexico.
I think it should be a motivation for generations to come. It should stand more as an icon of what we were able to do as a country.
As part of the anniversary celebrations, Ramirez will offer conferences in Mexico City and Wyman at Arizona State University. And so far, no activities together. Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Mexico City.